The year is 1830. Rochester, New York is bustling as America's first boomtown. Situated along the Erie Canal and the Genesee River, the city is bustling with opportunity. Mills and factories have sprung up everywhere you look, and the prosperity is contagious. However, there is a faint, lingering aroma in the atmosphere that one cannot help but notice. Alcohol. After 5 o'clock, the sensation intensifies. Factory workers have been set free to roam the streets of their working-class neighborhoods until the next morning, and many seem to wander to rowdy and rambunctious taverns. Yes, productivity and economic benefits are skyrocketing, but what about those stuck tending to machines for virtually nothing? This lends itself to a boom in the consumption of alcohol and uncontrolled drinking throughout the city.
25-year-old Abraham Charles is elated. It is 5 o'clock on a Saturday evening, and tomorrow is Sunday, which means he has an entire day before he must return to his job at one of Daniel Penfield's flour mills in the city of Rochester. Some of his fellow wage workers have plans to spend some time with their families, take their sons to church the next morning, and unwind before another 6 straight days of taxing labor. But not Abraham. He is heading to a local tavern to drink away his failed dreams. In the new way of economics, it was virtually impossible for him to advance his status to his dreams of being a skilled artisan. Instead, he is working in a flour mill, making dollars a week. He drinks his earnings away along with many other workers, factory owners, and apprentices. This is giving way to a rowdy group of working-class men and rowdy neighborhoods filled with them. With no other motivation in their lives and crushed dreams, drinking away their problems seemed to be a viable option. And as a result, these men staggered back to mills and factories the next morning and completed their wage-earning jobs hungover.
Through the modernization of the economy known as the market revolution, workers and their employers became much more separated, and chances of climbing up the social ladder as a wage earner were extremely slim. Employers couldn't have cared less about the health and lives outside of the factory of their workers, which dropped the hard-working ethic that many young men once had. Relations and distinctions between the rich and the poor distanced themselves, and many young men, such as Abraham, revolved their lives around getting out of work and heading to a bar. New communities formed and old communities changed as social mobility became more difficult, and consequently, alcohol abuse in these promising towns soared. Yes, American economic developments and profits soared, but how did this freedom affect the people at the bottom of the social pyramid?